Is SMS good for young people? Does SMS seriously affect young people's ability to write good English? Recently, a Scottish teenager wrote her entire English exam in text language. Should she be allowed to do that? SMS is on the increase, but is it sending the right message to young people and teachers? Some teachers believe that SMS is having a negative effect on young people's literacy skills. They say that texting is preventing young people from writing properly. Because texting is fast and users have to be brief, good grammar, spelling and sentence structure is forgotten. As a result, young SMS users are not able to write correct English. Other teachers, however, say that young people should be permitted to express themselves, and that texting is just a modern means of communication. Teachers who want to ban it are old-fashioned. One educational expert commented, "Children need to learn to communicate in a range of ways." A lot of teachers and lecturers refer to the story of the teenager who wrote an entire English essay in text language. Her essay started, "My summer halls WRCWOT. Before, we used to go to New York to see my bro ILNY. It's a GR8 pick." The translation of this is, "My summer holidays were a complete waste of time. Before, we used to go to New York to see my brother. I love New York. It's a great place." Text language should only be used for texting. That's why it's called text language. We'll never get a good education if we keep using text language instead of correct English. Lucy, 17, Oxford. I don't think that students should be allowed to text because it will create problems for the teachers. Most of them simply don't understand text language. Chris, 18, Leeds. No way. I think it's okay for emails and texts, but not for schoolwork, because it will affect your spelling when you're older. Jordan, 16, London. I think teachers should let us use text in classes. Over thousands of years, our language has changed a lot. Text is a new type of the language, and teachers should learn it. Ahmed, 17, Bradford.